Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kuf Mem Beis, the last daf in Maseches Chulin. Baruch Hashem, we are, Baruch Hashem, almost there. Everybody should give themselves a little pat on the back, but not too hard of a pat, because tomorrow starts Maseches Bechoros. And again, Siyumim are always forward-looking and not just past focus. But Baruch Hashem, those who have been learning, thank you, Maseches Chulin. It's really been a treat, a big schus to be involved in this amazing Masechta, and hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit as we finish off. Tana Rabbanan, though today we start off with Kuf Mem Aleph and Mabez. Tana Rabbanan, just one hour I said I would start off with today, and that is, we had a machlokas yesterday between Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna. How does one do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? There were 2 days in Rashi. What does it mean, b'mem mishalcha? So does that mean what part of the animal has to be intact when you send it? The Shulchan Aruch quotes that opinion. Shulchan Aruch does not quote the other opinion about that, which is the Shita of Rashi and the Shita of the Rambam, in terms of how one sends it. And that is, if you look in, I have a sefer, Shiluach HaKan Kahalacha, I think there is a Kilchasa, Kalacha, Mahdi Shulchan Kalacha, is a little red sefer with these birds on the cover. So there in Perek Asiri, he talks about all the different shittas, about how one does it. First is the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Yud Gimel Hay, I don't think we've ever mentioned this yet, where did the Rambam talk about Shiluach HaKan? In Hilchos Shchita, interestingly. At the end of Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam, after he goes through all of the halachas of Shchita and Gid Anasha and others, the last two prakim, last three prakim, are about various related mitzvahs. Perek Yud Beis is about Osov Ezbino, which obviously is a function of Shchita. Perek Yud Gimel is Shiluach HaKan, and Perek Yud Dalet is Kisi Adam. So you have the last three prakim. So the one that seems to be unusual is Shiluach HaKan. Kisi Adam, we had the whole Lumdis earlier. Kisi Adam might be Gemar Malecha, Gemar Maisa Shchita. A lot of Lumdis there. Osov Ezbino, the Isser is Losishcha, Tubi Omechad also. But Shiluach HaKan, what is this doing here in Hilchos Shchita? Okay, where else could it be? But it's in Hilchos Shchita, right in between these two mitzvahs. And the first halacha in Hilchos Shchita, Perek Yud Gimel, the Rambam talks about Shiluach HaKan, maybe this is why he does it, is relating it to Shchita. He says, if you take the mother and you shech the mother, the eggs are still, the mother's mutter, meaning it doesn't not asr it bahana. So he relates it to a Shchita halacha. Hadlokeach ema labanim v'shachta habasar, mutter ba'achila v'lokeach shchita sa'em, shenemar losikach ema labanim. That's not the where we would have started. The mitzvahs I say, the shloach, right? We would have started. But the Rambam, instead, maybe because he put in Hilchos Shchita, the question is which came first. Putting in Hilchos Shchita, the Rambam starts off with the Shchita halacha. If you shechta the mother instead of sending away the mother, so then that's going to be Malkus, but it's not going to answer the mother. Okay? But in halacha hey, the Rambam says, Ketan mishalecha aim, ocheiz biknafeha umafricha. Shitas Rambam is you have to grab the mother. You have to hold the mother and then set her free. That is the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan, and that's how the Rambam understands our Gemara. If you look in the other Rishonim, though, the Chassam Sofer points out from Rashi that, and also the Chazon is held this way, Sheyachol l'shalech hazayim b'chalofan shehu. Kigon ayde shiaser rash, he makes a noise next to the nest, o ayde sichamad, o yitcha b'makel, push it with a stick. But in any case, the other Rishonim do not seem to say like the Rambam, that you have to pick up the bird, you just send it away. The Ben Ishchai in his Shuvas Torah Lashma says that even according to the Rambam, Bidi Eved, if you didn't grab it, you didn't touch it, you just sent it away, still you will Makayim the mitzvah. And therefore, says the Sefer Shiluach HaKan Kahalacha, Lachem, Haba Lakayim is mitzvah Shiluach HaKan Bitsipari Dror. Most of the time, when you go to do Shiluach HaKan, there are birds that are wild birds. If you get near them, they're going to fly away. Bilti Efshari L'tof Sambiyado, you can't grab them. So do it in any way you can. Sometimes as you get close to them, it's difficult to grab them. So, it's better because that's a way that you could directly cause them to move. He adds, if one wants to be machber like the sheet of the Rambam, you got to be very careful. This is hands on, literally. Shiluach HaKan. V'chein tzarech zehirus kishebalatovsa sheyitvos osa ba'adinus ubezehirus. You have to be very careful when you grab them. Why? Kadesh lo tamus chas v'shalom biglalo. Because if you squeeze them too hard, trying to make sure that you hold them and then grab them, you might kill them and you'll really violate the isra of losikach eim alabanim. If you never started, okay. You're not there. But once you took them and you killed it, it's terrible. V'chein shelo yilchatz aleha b'chozek, mikivan shelo famima, adi shaloch, zemosa b'chozek, yicholos ha-beitzim le'yishaver, v'azul lukim es ha-mitzvah. So just to be very careful if one's doing it with a hand, in terms of handling them. Hine, and he ends off, imnisa l'tafsa, what if you tried, you were trying to do like the Rambam, but then it left, it flew out, as you were trying to touch it, ze gam nikra shebarcha al yidei kocho. If the reason that they flew away is because of you, whether it was because you grabbed it or you pushed it or you made noise, whatever it is, that is also v'chein de mechias kapayim or clapping. If you clap and it goes away, if you know that they're going to fly away through that, so then it is okay. But then he says, because of all this, and you don't know when it's going to fly away, here's an eitzah. When you start the process, as you get close to the kan, say to yourself, "Kol masha niosa me'achshav harizek kedil shalech asaim." Whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to make noise, I'm going to clap my hands, I'm going to, whatever I'm about to do, I'm going to do l'shem the mitzvah, so then it's all included. So whatever I'm doing to be mavriach, the aim, that would be good enough. And then that would be good enough for the kavana of Shiluach HaKan. He adds one important detail though, interestingly, you might not have thought about this. There's a nest all the way up there, so how do I get up there? I don't have anything. So what am I going to do? I'm going to unscrew the handle of the broom, or of the squeegee, and I'm gonna knock it. He suggests that maybe that's not so kedai to do. That's mitzvah's bezuyos alav. You're using the handle of a broom to do a mitzvah. So Chora, he says, that might not be so bekavadik. He says, maybe it's similar to kisi adam. The next parak in the Rambam, the Hilchos Shechita, the end of Hilchos Shechita, the last halacha, parak Yudalet, as we know, the Rambam always, usually, ends off with a hashkafic point. Every sefer for sure ends off with a hashkafic point. But even the halachas within a sefer usually end off hashkafically. The Rambam says, "Ukishe mechase lo yechase biraglo." When you do kisi adam, don't cover it with your foot. Right? Push the dirt with your foot. Ela biyado o besakin o bekli. Use your hand or a knife or a kli. Kedeshe lo yinhog minhag bizayon b'mitzvahs. So it's not like, you know, you're doing it backhandedly. For you mit bezuyo salav. And it's bazui. The Rambam ends off. She'ein ha-kavod la'atzman shel mitzvos, elo l'mi she'tziva bahen baruchu. The covenant isn't for the mitzvah itself, but it's for the borei ha-mitzaveh. And therefore you have to do it in a proper way. V'hatzilenu mi'lamashish b'choshech, v'arachos amner li'asher ha-maisim, v'or l'horos de'sivos ha-yosher. Continues the Rambam, but that is the Rambam about bizui mitzvah. So just like we shouldn't do the mitzvah of Kisi Adam in a bizayin way, so maybe we shouldn't do the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan in a bizayin way. So we shouldn't use a broomstick. And what about a hockey stick? Is that any less bizayin to use? Unclear. Depends what you think of the sport. Right? Depends if you're from Canada or from elsewhere. Okay, either way, this is Shiluach HaKan Kalacha, how one is supposed to do it. Again, it does not say in the Shulchan Aruch the issue of the Rambam and another Rishonim. Maybe that's a raya that we don't pass like the Rambam. Because it does not quote that you have to grab it and then send it away. Okay, either way, that is the Samin Yarnim in the Shulchan Aruch, how to do it in Sefer Shiluach HaKan Kehalacha. Okay, here we go. We continue. Tana Rabbanan, right in the middle of Kuf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Yoni Shovach, Yoni Aliyah. What if you have Yonim that came in the Shovach and the Aliyah? What does this mean? It's pretty clear that we're going to talk about that there is a possibility of the mitzvah of Shiluach, so it has to be birds that came from outside. And they just happen to, you know, take up residence in your Shovach. Chayeves b'Shiluach. That's Chayev in Shiluach HaKan, because that's not considered Mizuman, because they came from the outside and they happened to be in your aliyah or in your shovach. The asuros mishum gezel mibnei darki shalom. And even though, on the one hand, they might be considered ki yikare, one is not allowed to take them because they are enough to be considered the owners. Why? Darki shalom. If they're physically in your area, so then it's asur midrabanan to steal it. V'yim isa, but one second, says the Gemara, if it's true, lahad da'am Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Chatzeva shal adam kone lo shalom midaito. If we know that Rabbi Yossi says elsewhere in Shas, something called kinyin chatzer, your chatzer is kone for you, even without your knowledge. Sinkari kan ki ikare problem mizuman. So how could this be mizum? How could this be ki ikare? It's in your reshus, it's in your chatzer, you now own it. Right, kinyan chatzer. So why is this called ki ikare? It should be mizuman. It's yours, and that's it. Finished. There shouldn't be any more mitzvah. answers the Gemara, Amar Rav, amazing line, Beitza im Yitzias Ruba, Hudi Chai B'Shiluach. At one moment does Shiluach HaKan kick in? The second that the egg starts coming out. As it's coming out, before it hits the bottom of the nest, as it's coming out, there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan there. It's not yours yet. It's not yours yet. At that moment that the egg is on its way out, that's when there's a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. That's when there's a mitzvah. Mikne lo kani achetibu lachatero. But it's not kona to you, it's not nikna to you until it falls into your yard. V'chiktani chayeves b'shiluach mikami achetibu lachatero. So in those 3 seconds, so it sounds like, in those few seconds, it's a conceptual idea. There, here you have a case where there you weren't kona yet, but there's a mitzvah of shiluach. So that's, and I, why is it also mishum gesel? Ihachi amai asur mishum gesel. If it's not yours yet, 2 days. Number one, a'imam, the mother. As everybody goes, the mother, you're right, the eggs aren't also mishum gesel yet because it's not yours yet. But the mother's sitting and it was in your rishus. So I went either on the mother, the ibayasema, or l'olama beit. I'm sorry. What does that have to do with darkei sham? Because it still came in from the outside. Came in from the outside. Rashi, darki shalom tekam, our third wide line. Afilu ala im atzma yishba mishum darki shalom. Maybe if it's hovering above. Well, we'll see more in a second. So, or maybe it is referring to the egg. What do you mean? The egg is not yours yet. Right? The egg is on its way down. So the Gemara answers, ubeitza, kiva denafek ruba daiti ale. You're right, there's no kinyin chatzer. Yeah, but it's about to be a kinyin chatzer. That's why it's darki shalom. It's about to be a kinyan chatzer, even though it is really not yours yet. Period. Says the Gemara now, continuing, the hashta de amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, aser lezakos bebeitzim shoha'im rovetzes aleihem. But now that Rav says, ahalach in shilcha shiluach hakan, you're not allowed to take the eggs if the mother's sitting on there. It's a mitzvah to send away the mother. You can't take an iser to take the eggs if the mother's on it. You could even say our case works even if the egg already fell down into your chatzer. Why? Why isn't that a kinyan then? Because you're not allowed to take these eggs. And therefore, says the Gemara, if I'm allowed to pick up the item, then my chatzar can pick it up for me. You're so gadol. If there's an iser for me to be kona this item right now, so then my chatzar cannot be kona on my behalf. My chatzar cannot be stronger than me. And therefore, that is why in this case, even if it fell down, if the mother's on there, you can't take these eggs. So that's why your kinyan is also prevented. It's darkei shalom. You know, they're in your physical rishus, but you're not kona them yet, halachically, legally, and therefore, it is not real gezel.
And no one else can be kona them either.
Nobody else can be kona them either, that's right, that's true. But it's still, so it doesn't belong to anybody, it's still hefker, let's say. But it's going to be niknet to you, so that's why it's darkei shalom, it's not really gezel. But the question is, the Rishonim here ask, what and elsewhere, but Metzia Kuf Beis, so what about a ganef? Ganef is kona something. We know, we can have a whole shiur on this. There are many sources that talk about kinyoni geneva, kinyoni gzela. Right, when I kona is a gemara, Tosfos in Baba Kama. Can I bring it? Tosfos in Baba Kama, Nunvav, I think. Tosfos says beferish that a ganav is kona, l'schayiv ba'onsin. So you see there's kinyoni geneva. How can there be kinyoni geneva? What didn't we just say? The yisod is, if you can't be kona, then your chazer can't even be kona. So a ganav is allowed to be kona something. So how is he even kona it? And therefore, the Gemara even says above a Kama and above Metzia also that your chutzer, a chutzer of a ganef can be konit. That's included in the double lashon.
Chutzer doesn't work from Metzia.
Ah, so we'll get to that in a second. But first, let's just answer the Ritva's question. Says the Ritva, this is in Ritva Kuf Beis Amud Aleph and Baba Metzia. Chutzer nami lo zach yalei pirush afilu midaito v'ritzono. Right, even if you want to be kona it the first day of the Ritva, it doesn't work if it's aser. Ubigeneva bilachudhu de Rabbi Rachmana. She yischayech kefalai de chatzero. Geneva is different. Geneva is a special case. Midachsiv im himatei timatzei. It's a special inclusion. You're right. Usually, this is the principle. The Torah tells me im himatei timatzei that Geneva is a xerasakasiv that even if it is asur by a ganef, it still is kone. Number one. Number two, v'yesha pirshu, and some say the second day of the Ritva is that no. When does it not work only when I don't know about it. Usually a chatzar is kona shalomi daito, that's meduyik in our Gemara. Chatzar kona shalomi daito, so that doesn't work if it is an isser. But if you have kavana and you want to be konit for your chatzar, then even if it's usser, you have the power to be konit. 2 days in the Ritva. Can I, the daito v'kavanaso override this principle of if it's usser, you can't be kona it. I like the first try, says the Ritva, that even if you want to, it is not going to work. Sorry, this is the shita of the Ritva. If you look in the Rambam, the notes here on the bottom point out that maybe the Ritva's makar might be the shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam says, in Ilchus Shiluach HaKan, right here, Perak Yud Gimel, Asur lezakos bebeitzim kolzman shehaim rovetzes aleihem. It's also to take the eggs, as long as the mother's on them. Lefichach, afilo haisa rovetzes ala beitzim alo afrochim ba'ali aso v'shovacho. Even if they're up there, that they just came in, einon mizumanim, vilo kansa lo chatzero, kishem she'inu yachol lezakos ben lacherim, kach lo tizka lo chatzero bahen. Lefichach, chayav l'shalayach. So it sounds like for the Rambam, even if you want to. Even if you want to, you can't be konev. If something is usher to be konev, then you can't be konev. Geneva, special din. Special din by Geneva, it's very important, you sowed. He matzei, ti matzei. That is the Ritva. If you look in the Machan Ephraim here, we haven't had a Machan Ephraim in a long time. It's an Ezekiel Sefer. But it says Machan Ephraim relating Dani to what you just said, and that is, how does chaser work? How does chaser work? So the Gemara talks about this Ritva, whether it works even if you have kavana or not. And he brings a raya, by the way, from the next piece of Gemara, which we'll do soon, Be'ez Hashem, in terms of it not working even if you have kavana. But then he says, remember the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Tes, Daf Yud. Chatzer either works mishum yad, or works mishum shliach. Is my chatzer my yad, my shliach? So would that cut an afkamina in terms of whether you would have kavana or not? If it's mishum yad, it's an extension of me. So then maybe you could say, if I have kavana to do it, so then it would work. But if it's shliach, and shliach is varavera, and shliach is varavera, and therefore, says the Machan Ephraim, l'chor, it would not work. Well, the man da'amar, d'chatzer, lo'asi, elam yishim shliach, is dafka, asi shapir. Then shliach is varavera, zulas begeneva, k'mosh shakaz of haritva. Right, it's an exception to the rule. But he says, if you say, ain't shliach is varavera, and that's how chatzer works, so then for sure, it would fit in nicely. And Ein Shliach L'Raveira is a huge topic. I'll just mention 2 points about it now. Maybe the next week's Daf Be'in Shir. There is a Daf Be'in Shir from last night. Hopefully it's up. We had a shir on a review and overview of the 10th and 11th Parak in Chulin, the Mitzvah of Reishis Hageiz, and the Mitzvah of Zeror L'Chaim Akeva. So we had a review, Baruch Hashem, through the eyes of the Shulchan Aruch. We went through a number of important halachas last night. But next week we'll see. Either we'll do this or we'll do another topic that's going to come up soon. But Ein Shliach L'Raveira, there are generally two, maybe three approaches to that topic in the Makoros. Like, why would we say Ein Shliach L'Raveira? What's the svara for that? Right? There's shlichus for everything. Once you say there's shlichus, there's a chiddush called shlichus that I can make a shliach. Learned that from the pasuk of a shilach v'shilcha. The Gemara in Kedusha Daf Bemalef, beginning of the second parak, has all the makoros. So why don't you say you could be a shliach to an avera? Meaning, if I make you do an avera for me, I get the avera. The mishalech. What does ein shliach to an avera mean? The shliach gets the avera. Why? So there are very different approaches in the mefarshim. If you look in the sma in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, the sma Kuf Pei Beis Beis says why? Because the mishalech could say, I didn't think that the shliach would really do it. Right? I didn't think he would do it. The divrei rav, divrei tam, divrei mishomin. V'yochal mishalech lomar savarti shelo yishmo li lasoso. How was I supposed to know that? I thought he was joking around. I didn't think that he would really do it. So the focus is on the reason that the mishalech is putter, because he didn't think that the mishalech would really do it. On the other hand, you have shitas like Bali Tosvis talk about, and that is, no, it's the shliach's fault. Who did the Avera? The Shliach did the Avera. So what, he was sent to it. But the Shliach did the Avera. What? He should have known better. He did it. So it's the reason why he's Chayef, not a reason why the Mishalech's Pater. That's two. And then there's a third approach said by a number of the Achronim. Rav Salvechik said this. It might be based on a some Rishonim. There's a Lashon in the Shita L'Nod L'Omi, where the Shita L'Nod L'Omi, the beginning of that second Berak in Kedushin, where he says, Batla Toras Shlichus Bidvar Avera. Sounds like it's not a mishalech or a shliach issue, it's a shlichus issue. There are some items that are not nitan l'shlichus. They're not able to be given over. Just a mashal, a ma'adar adome. The Tosas Rid talks about, and the Exos made the Tosas Rid famous. What about a mitzvah shebagufo? I'm tired today. Can you put on tefillin for me, please? I'm going to make somebody a shliach to put on tefillin for me. No, that's crazy. Please sit in the sukkah for me. No, that's called a mitzvah shebagufo. You can't make somebody a shliach for me. Some items are not nitan l'shlichus. So too, maybe by averus as well. Averus, when the Torah was machadesh, a parsha of shlichus, the Torah said that it doesn't apply to averus. So that's three ideas behind the sugya of ein shlichus ver avera, many nafkaminas, which maybe we will talk about today if there's time, or next week's shir if there's time. Okay, so we'll see. Maybe we'll get back to this at the end if there's more time. But now we will continue. We got into it through the Machaneh Ephraim, though, that related it to our sugya. So back to the Gemara. So Gemara said that I'm not allowed to take these eggs. Why? Because of Darkei Shalom. Either I'm talking about the mother, or I'm talking about even the eggs, because the eggs aren't really niknet to the owner in that case as well, because the owner can't pick them up, so the chassid doesn't either. Says the Gemara five lines from the bottom, Ihalchi amai asuras mishum darkei shalom. So one second, let's talk about this. So why is it asur mishum darkei shalom in this case? E deshalcha, if the owner already sent out the mother, gezamali, then it really belongs to him, and it's real gezel. E delo shalcha, and if he didn't send it out, so shluchei boy, then whoever comes there has to do the send out the mother. So forget darkei shalom. You have a mitzvah daraisa staring at you in the face. So what do you mean darkei shalom? Bikatan. No, we're talking about a child. A child. What is a child? So katan bar darkei shalom who? A katan is bar darkei shalom. What does that mean? Right? Rashi says, Mishani bakatan, five lines to the bottom in Rashi. To lav bar shiluachu. Right? Lav bar shiluach. The huadin, Gemara could have answered, to offer of an aslan. If you took him. Right, so whether it's considered gezel. But, so the Gemara says, katan is darkei shalom? So the Gemara answers, hachi ka'amar, yes. Aviv shel katan. Chayiv lahachzir mipnei darkei shalom. The father of the katan. Right, this relates to the issues of, again, another topic. So much, these last couple of lines. Is there a maisa avera if a katan does something wrong? So here's a little different, because here there's an item that a katan has that might belong to somebody else. But this relates to the sugya of two sugyas. Number one, is there a maisa avera if a katan damages something? So is that considered a maisa avera? So that's one sugya, based on the Zerashi in the Bava Kamma Tzadiches, that to one of the Amoraim, I think Raphram forced Ravashi to pay when he got older. But that's one topic. And the other topic is just the chiv of chinuch in general. Darkei Shalom doesn't include chinuch. Generally, there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. That's what it's known as, in terms of the mitzvah of chinuch. Brachas memches. Who is the mitzvah of chinuch on? Could we say that a katan is mechuyev? Says Rashi, no, we cannot. Rashi, brachas memches and aleph. In the sugis of a katan be motzi a father and benching, those sugis in perak shlosha sha'achlu. So the Rashi says there, v'im tomar b'katan hi shigia l'chinuch. Hello, Amar Haki. Hahu afilu midrabanan lo mechayev. The alei di avua hu derami lechanuche. Rashi formulates the mitzvah of chinuch as being on the father. A father has a mitzvah to be mechanech his son. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos says, how could Rashi say this? So how could a katan? The Gemara entertains the possibilities here in the Maseches Megillah that a katan can be motzi a father in a mitzvah drabanan. Maybe it's a double drabanan, so they can't. But how, if the katan isn't mechuyev at all, what's the Gemara talking about? You don't get off the ground if you say a katan is a mechuyev at all. You have to say that he's mechuyev at least on a drabanan level for any of these discussions. That's what Tosfos says. Turning over, v'kasha lepirusho mikol makom kiven she'eno min haTorah eino motzi achayim shemechuyavin v'yodochik lomar b'katan shehigia lachinuch hare eino mechuyev midrabanan demeino mechuyev afilu midrabanan ikei eino poter asaviv. So therefore, Tosfos does not like that Rashi, and Tosfos assumes no, there's a chiyuv drabanan on the katan himself. What's the chiddush of why did Rashi say it? Mistama, because how can you say that? This 8-year-old is chayiv in anything. Right? So we'd rather formulate it on the father. So that is the machlok between Rashi and Tosfos. The Minchas Asher, that we've quoted many times. He talks about the mitzvah of chinuch. Is it a daraisa? Is it a mitzvah drabanan? What? Mi daraisa, you don't have to educate your kids. Mi daraisa, don't give them any education. Mi drabanan, the rabbanan were machadish. A huge chiddush. Give them a Jewish education. So that's the same Minchas Asher. Come on. There's a machlokas about the details of chinuch, of course. That's Rashi and Tosfos, but on a daraisa level, of course, based on the pasuk in last week's parsha, ki yadativ, l'man asher yitzav es banav es beisu acharav, Avram Avinu. It's a daraisa concept, what we would call ratzon Hashem. For sure, something HaKadosh Baruch Hu would appreciate, but, and it's something he doesn't command, but surely it's the right idea. But, says the Mincha Zasher, all the details of Chinuch are discussed. But of course, the idea of Chinuch is a Daraisa concept. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Levi Bar Simon, Akni Perish of Achalar of Yehuda. Levi Bar Simon was Makne, the fruit of his shovach. That means his little legs, his little chicks, to Rabbi Yehuda. Also the comment to Shmuel, so Rabbi Yehuda comes in front of Shmuel, his Rebbe. And he was bothered by something. We don't know exactly what he asked his Rebbe. We know what the answer is, but we don't know what the question was. But he says to him, Amale zil trof akan, go up to the Khan, bang on the Khan, delizgavu, so that the chicks will go up a little bit, the kaninon, you'll be kona them. So you see from the answer that he said he was having some trouble being kona these birds. So meaning, Rav Levi Bar Simon was trying to give it to him. He had some problem with being kona them. He asked his rabbi, what should I do? And his rabbi said, knock on the nest a little bit. If you knock on the nest and they go up, then that's a kinyon. So Gemara says, Lamai, what was he trying to be kona them for? In what context? Ela mikna, if he's trying to be kona them, stam, regular case, likninhu lebesudar. So why did he just use a kinyan sudar? That might be the topic of next week's shir. Kinyan sudar, chalipin, huge topic, but use a sudar. Ibi yantif, if the problem is that it's yantif, and he's wondering, we know, in the first paragraph of Masechas Beitza, eggs are you allowed to go up to an egg that you didn't designate before yantif? Is it muksa? Is it not muksa? So maybe that's why he said, I want to be kona them before, and be kona them lagabi hilchas Shabbos, before yantif. Do you able to use them on Yantif? Gemara says, one minute. But Omid Omer Zevizani no Telsagya. Rabbi Sil Shita there says that no, you can just go to the coop and point and say, I'm going to take those. You don't have to shake them physically. So why here would Shmuel give them this advice? So Gemara answers, Hanu Peire Chadati Havi. These were new eggs that were just laid by the mother. The Levi Bar Simon Gufel Avikani Luhu. Even the owner, the Makne, the no saint also hasn't been coded them yet. Why? Because they were just laid and the mother's still on it. V'hachi kamarlam, we just said, what did we just say earlier, four lines ago, that before the mother leaves the eggs, there's an issur to take the eggs. And when there's an issur to take the eggs, there's no kinyan chaser. So even Levi wasn't coded these yet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, if the mocher wasn't coded them yet, or the no saint, how am I coded them? So that's why Shmuel gives him this advice. V'hachi kamarlam, zeal. The tarif akan deliskabhu v'nignur Levi Bar Simon. You do this, so the mother will go up, the eggs will be open, there will be a kinyan chatzer there, and then you will be able to take it bizochet afterwards. V'hadar likninu nialich basudar. So just knock around a little bit, so the mother goes up, so the no-seen is kona the birds, and then you do a kinyan sudar with them to be kona the birds yourself. Okay, period. So it relates to our sugya. Tosfos and Kiddushin uses this Gemara to give a precedent how you kona an elephant. If you ever want to be kona an elephant, how are you kona an elephant? You can't lift up an elephant. What if the elephant doesn't want to move? Right, how are you kona? Okay, so you could say something and in that way he will move based on your calling him. Let's say he doesn't know your voice yet. So what he could do is to hang some food up above, and he'll jump, reach to get the food. That's enough of a kinyan. How do you know that Hagbah is enough of a kinyan a little bit? Right here, our Gemara. Tosfos is a Kiddushin Chafav. He says, don't get much farther in Maseches Chulin than that. Tosfos knew the last few lines of Maseches Chulin. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Last Mishnah. Oh, by the way, I haven't said it yet. Let's just get it on the table. The language, what the school of Shiluch HaKan, many say, is to have children. But you get it from the Pasuk, right? Losi says, the language of the Pasuk is Shalayat HaShalach HaZayim, Vesabanim Tikach Lach. Send away the mother, and Banim Tikach Lach. Take Banim. That's where the school comes from. It's quoted on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. That's where the school is. It's not a school based on some Achronish or Remez. It's on the Pasuk in Chumash, right? Vesabanim Tikach Lach. If you send away the mother. Anyway, lo yitav adam im al habanim afil letaras ha-metzorah, as we said yesterday, you're not allowed to take the im al habanim even if you're taking it for a mitzvah. Right, it's not doche. Uma im mitzvah kala shehi keisar omer tor l'man yitav alaf arach t'yamim. Even if for a mitzvah kala, which is how much does it cost you to do this mitzvah? It's nothing. Totally. You just go up and shoo away the mother. Still, the Torah says this, you'll get arichas yamim for that. Kal v'chomer mitzvos chamura shebat Torah. Surely, for mitzvos chamuros, one would get a tremendous, tremendous reward. The nitziv here in the Hemek Davar, not the Hemek Davar, the Merom Esada, right? Why is the sefer called the Merom Esada? Because in Shiras Dvora in Shoftim, he says Naftali al Merom Esada. Giving praise to the Sheva Naftali, right? Dvorah goes through all the Shvatim that helped her, Shvatim that didn't help her. Naftali, that is his name. Naftali is Yehuda Berlin. That's why he saved his name, Merom Esada. But here he says, this mission is a raya against the Chavos Yair. Then we had a machlokes, Chavos Yair, and the Chacham Tzvi versus the Chazonish and others, whether there's a mitzvah to do Shiloh HaKan, even if I have no interest in the eggs. The Chavos Yair says, yes. The Chacham Tzvi says yes. The Chazanish says no. Many Achronim say no. The Nitziv says no based on this. Because if there was a mitzvah to do it, it'd cost more than an Isar. Right? The Mishnah describes this as an Isar. Oh, as an Isar. Sounds like the case is only a mitzvah where, oh, you happen to party, just shoo away. So that costs you nothing. But if there's a mitzvah to do this at least once in your life, so then it's more than an Isar. You have to go find it. You have to get a ladder. You have to... Whatever, so says the Nitziv, he thinks that it's a raya the other way. But that's it against the Chavos Yair and against the Chacham Tzvi. Again, you have to just put a few Gemaras in these dafim that relate to that question of whether one has to do it even if they're not mechuyev in the mitzvah, and you have to look how the achronim all interpret these gemaras. Okay, one other ha'ara on the Mishnah, and that is the Maariz Chayis. The Maariz Chayis notes that he's bothered by the question on the previous amud. That is, how could somebody give malchus for shiloh hakan? Isn't it a matan schar betzida? So says the Maariz Chayis, maybe if you say the purpose of the reward in the Torah is for no other purpose except for telling you the reward, so then you could say it's totally extra, and the onesh, like Rashi says earlier, is that you don't get the punishment, you don't get the reward. So that's where you can say that principle up, so you don't, Bezin doesn't force. But if the reward is in the Torah for some other reason, so then, it's not there just to teach you that, oh, this is your own ash if you don't do the mitzvah. So then you could say, you do give malchus. You do give, you give punishment for matan schar besita. So maybe that's what here too. The reward in the Torah is to teach me this principle, relating to all mitzvahs, that all mitzvahs are going to give you arichas yamim. It's not specifically there for shiluach hakan. Says the Maariz Chayis, so maybe that's how we could suggest, that's why the Amora on the previous Amud punished, right, Rabbi Kiriger's question that we mentioned yesterday, Gilyan Hashas, punished for this mitzvah, even though it has Matan Schar Betzita, the reward is mentioned, still, you would be punished because the reason that the reward is there is for a different purpose, not just to relate to that mitzvah itself, but to relate to all mitzvahs. Okay, Tanya, here we go. Tanya, Tvei Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Ein l'chalchal mitzvah shebet Torah. There is no mitzvah in the Torah. Shematan schar betzida, that mentions the reward. Shein tchias ha-mesim tuliya ba. That tchias ha-mesim isn't tali on it. Meaning, Rabbi Yaakov holds there's no reward in this world. The only reward is by tchias ha-mesim time. There's no mitzvah that has schar that's going to be before tchias ha-mesim occurs. That is Rabbi Yaakov's shita. Why? Says arichas yamim by those two. Right, there's another. Right, these two are the famous ones. It says arichas yamim by two mitzvahs. It's really by more. My father likes to point out three mitzvahs. Kiseitze, by keeping proper, honest weights and measures. It also has arichas yamim. I wanted two other mitzvahs as well. But these are the two famous ones. Shiluach hakan and kibbut av aim. Hare, so he says the Rabbi Yaakov, it doesn't apply in this world. Hare, the famous story. Sharma lo aviv, alei labira, v'havili goes alos. The father says to his kid, please bring me some birds down. V'ala v'shalachas eim v'alachachas abanim. And the kid does shiluch hakan up on top of the ladder. U'b'chazara, so nafal v'ameis. And Rachman al-Islan, he falls down on the way back, and he dies. Heichan arichas yamim sholzev, heichan tovasa sholzev. Where's the arichas yamim in such a tragic case? Ella leman yarichen yamecha ba'olam shekulo aruch u leman yitavlach la'olam shekulo tov. All reward in the Torah is not in this world. Arichas Yamim and Tovlach Laman Yitavlacha is in the next world, says Rabbi Yaakov. Good. V'delma, let's just continue, and then we'll talk about a couple of points. V'delma lo havi achi, maybe it never happened. Maybe it never happened, and therefore it is in this world. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Chaza. Rabbi Yaakov saw it happen once. Rabbi Yaakov saw this tragic story happen. The father gives the instructions, the kid was fulfilling both Kibbutz Avayim and Shiloh HaKan, and he died. So it must be Arichas Yamim, not in this world. V'delma maharaba aveira have. Maybe at that moment, he was being maharaba aveira, and that's why he was punished. Wow, mitzvahs are kavanas ma'akev. If you're mahar ba'aveira at a time, maybe you don't get the special protection of a richas yamim for the mitzvah. So where it says no machshava ra'ah, im hakadosh baruch hu mitzarif lamaisa. What do you mean Hashem doesn't take machshavas ra'ah and be mitzarif lamaisa? So where it says I have a dilma mahar ba'avodah zarah ave. Dichsev lamatfos as beis Yisrael bili bum. V'yamar v'acha bar Yaakov zu machshavas avodah zarah. Maybe he was always thinking about that. No, hachi ka'amar. This is what Rav Yaakov was saying, "Im isa diika schar mitzvos b'hayalma." If there is reward in this world, teheni levitagin aled lalesi l'day hero of Dvalitzik. Say his mitzvah should have protected him that he doesn't come to such terrible hirhurim out of Odezara. Ela schar mitzvos b'hayalma lek. It must be there is no schar in this world. Period. Couple of points. Says the Tvoshar. Doesn't Hakadosh Baruch Hu? There are many chazals that Hakadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah. So how can we violate Bal Tullin? Right? He doesn't pay us, Bal Tullin, right? He doesn't pay us Pula Sachir. He doesn't pay us. So why doesn't he wait so long to pay us in the next world? Question of the... Where is it? Tvor Shor. Right? Maksha. Alzeh. Answers. So the Shach answers. Shim Sachar Pali Shliach Lecha Bal Tullin. There's no reason about Tullin if you hired through a Shliach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu hired through... Through what? Through Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Shliach. That was one answer. That's why he adds, Pinchas got his schar in this world. Because Pinchas, it wasn't told by Moshe Rabbeinu. Nisama mena halacha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell Pinchas what to do. He did it directly, so that's why he gets the schar. Okay. The other answer could be, I don't know why he doesn't give this answer. The other answer could be is that there's only a answer about Tullin for a day worker or a night worker. You have to pay him right away. But if somebody is a Kabbalah, if somebody's doing an entire job, you only pay him when the job is finished. So we're Kabbalahs. I'd may have asked him, we're Kablanis. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bal Tullin. Kodesh Baruch Hu pays us right when we finish the job. We finish the job, Acham may have asked him. That could be an answer, I think, to the Tvuah Sharis Kasha. Number one, why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu not Mitzaref Lamaisa? Machshavis? Look at the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma tells us, in last week's Parshas Vayera, Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu, by the Akedah, Hashem Yireh. Hashem will see. Why is that an appropriate name? So he quotes Chazal, Vine, Be Yisrael, Machshava Tova Mitzaref Es Lamaisa, Machshava Ra, Ine Mitzaref Es Lamaisa, Ube Umos Eino Kain. Other nations, Rak Machshava Ra, Mitzaref Es Lamaisa, Machshava Tova Ine Mitzaref Es Lamaisa. Why? Because what's our Mahus? By Har Sinai, even before Har Sinai, by Akedas Yitzchak, it was put into our DNA from Yitzchak Avinu to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That every Jew has that deep connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, we'll do it. Ki bihi masro Yitzchak as nafsho akidosh mo yizbarach umeaz vahala hukva leteva kayam bu'uma ha-yisraelis lehi mashach achari ratzon ha-ashkacha me'omek ha-lev volimzer nafsham barucham ha-kiddush mo yizbarach. That was put into his DNA, and that's the famous Rambam in Gerush and Beis Chaf kofen ha-sosh yom ha-rotzani, because he really wants to give the get. He really wants to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him. He's just being ne'enas not to. So therefore, says the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at your machshava tova and ones, you can't do it. He'll be misarif lamaisa, because he knows you really, that's your nature, that's your teva. And that's why the machshava can be misarif lamaisa. Machshava ra, not, because that's not your teva. Masha'eki and other umos, who don't come from Yitzchak Avinu, so they don't have this teva. Maybe their teva is who yepera adam. Right? Who yepera adam. Like the Maharal Diskin says, it doesn't even say adam pra'i, it's para adam. You always put the noun before you put the description. Yele tov. Para adam. They're para, with a little bit of adam. Right, it's not even Adam Praiz, even worse. So says the Meshech Chachma, if we don't have that nature, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be Mistari for the Maisa. Right, so that's the difference between Am Yisrael and other nations. So he says, that's why he says, after Yitzchak did this, what happened? Hashem Yireh. After Yitzchak did this, he realizes and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should look forevermore and Yireh, see the machshavis of Am Yisrael based on what Yitzchak Avinu did. Unbelievable. Yabit machshavoseihem v'yira l'malaleihem. Right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes know our insides. That's the Meshech Chachma. Okay. There's a lot here, but we continue. Says the Gemara, how did this kid die? When he was going to do a mitzvah, v'ha Amar, Rebbe Elazar, shluchei mitzvah in Nizokin. Shluchei mitzvah are not Nizok. Right? So how could this kid, he was shluchei mitzvah, b'chazarasam shayni. No, on the way back, then he got hurt. Not on the way there. Ask the Tosfos reading Kiddushin, where this Gemara also appears. What do you mean? On the way, he didn't give his father the birds yet. He was still doing the mitzvah. B'chazaraso. He was still doing the mitzvah. So Tosfos read, it must be that after he did it, he like threw the eggs down to his father. Or threw the birds down to his father. Or else it wouldn't be b'chazaraso. There is no chazarason. It's a mitzvah until he gets back to his father. So you have to say something related to that. V'yamar v'lazar shluchei mitzvah nizok and lo b'halichas and lo b'chazara son. Aye, Rav Elazar says even b'chazara you still have the protection of the mitzvah. Sulam re'uah have. No, it was a faulty, weak ladder. Umakam de kavua hezeka shiny, and it was shchiach hezeka as it says elsewhere. It was commonly it was a case where you thought you would be damaged, meaning itzom chalanes. In a regular case, fine, but in some kind of where do we see from there that in a case of Shriya Chazeka, even if you're doing a mitzvah, you have to be worried? None other than Shmuel Hanavi. Dichsiv. Vayomer Shmuel. When Shmuel was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go anoint David HaMelech, and he's going, he wants to pretend that he's going somewhere else, because if he's found by Shaul, Shaul's going to kill him. So Vayomer Shmuel, Eich Eilech Vishama Shaul Varaguni. What am I going to do? So Hashem says, don't take karbanos and pretend that you're going to shecht. It's amazing, right? Because it's so chalanes. So you don't just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just say, I'll protect you, right? So act like you're doing something else, period. Also, just I forgot to mention, the Maharal mentions, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshava tova l'maisa? Because abolatar misayin oso. Right, that's why he's come bolatar. Right, abolatame, right, that doesn't say Messiah or so, it's poskin low, it's not as direct. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take the Machshava Tova and finish off the job for you. Unlike Machshava Ra. Okay, period. Amar Rav Yosef, ilmale darshe acher lahaikrak Rav Yaakov Barse. If acher would have darshin the pasik like Rav Yaakov Barse, acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who went off the derech, Mzechas Chagiga. If he would have darshin the pasik like Rav Yaakov, his grandson, lo chata, he would never have sinned. Why? Because he would have darshan did. It has to do with the next world. He saw this story happen, and he said, "Oh, les din v'les dayan," and therefore he was let off. My chaza, what did Acher see? Ikat amrikiyai maisa chaza. Some say he saw this type of maisa with the kid told by his father to go get arichas yamim. The ikat amre lishna drev chutzpis amaturgim in chaza. Oi, right? He saw. Some say he saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpis, one of the Asara Haruge Malchus. He saw them, he was the Maturgamon, he was the one that was Marbit's Torah, and he saw Rahman al-Islam, they cut off his tongue. That be Mutelas Ba'ashba, that was lying in the garbage heap. Amar, Peshihifik Margolius, Yilchach Afar, this mouth that said such pearls. This is what happened. As the Malachim said, Zu Torah, Vizu Schara, even the Malachim couldn't understand it. Rahman al-Islam. Vahulo Yada, and he didn't realize his grandson's drasha. Laman Yitav Lacha, Ba'olam Shekulo Tov, Laman Yarichon Yamecha, Ba'olam Shekulo Arach. He didn't understand that. And therefore, that's why he was let off. The Rav Soloveitchik has an article. You gotta do it today. Right? In the last article in Shiurei HaRav. Impromptu Berarks at a Siyum on Maseches Chulin. Okay, here we go. You gotta say it today. April 1st, 1973. Rav Soloveitchik Shiur Yeshiva University completed learning the first chapter of Chulin. Okay. The Rav was asked at the time to say a few words on the occasion. What follows is a reconstruction of his impromptu remarks, explaining the katsan of saying Hajran Alach v'chulu. But that is it. It probably reminds me of Maseches Chulin. Okay, so we did 11 more prakim than that siyum. But this is where he talks about, it's a known thought that I've mentioned in the past, and that is, what does it mean, Hadron Alach? What does Hadron Alach mean? I'll come back to you. So the Rav talks there about two types of awarenesses, acute awareness and latent awareness. What does this mean? Well, first he uses it to explain a Gemara, a Tosfos in Brachas. Tosfos in Brachas, Afyut Aleph, asks, why is it that by every other mitzvah in the world we make a bracha right before we do the mitzvah? You go sit in the sukkah 10 times a day, you make 10 brachas. You shake a lulav, right? You put on tzitzis, different pairs of tzitzis each time. You have hesach hadas in between. You make a new bracha. Mashen kein, learning. One bracha in the morning, that's it. So why do you make a new bracha? So Tosa says, Tamid enu miyayish daito. Your das is never miyayish from the learning. What does that mean? So the Rav says, the chiluk of latent awareness and acute awareness. A child is at home. The mother knows that this child is here. There is acute awareness of the child. The child leaves. The child goes to school. The mother goes out and leaves the baby home with the babysitter. There is no more acute awareness, but there's latent awareness. In the back of the mind, the mother is still thinking about the child. Right? There's two different types of awarenesses. Says the Rav, that's what happens with learning. Even if a Jew is not learning, even if a Jew is not learning at a certain moment, but still it's in the back of their mind. They have that connection, that natural connection to learning. And even if they're not learning right now, but it's just in a different compartment in the brain. This connects to, I don't think the Rav connected to it, but to the Meshchakla that we were just talking about. There's this natural connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, based on the Akedah, the end of the Gemara that we just mentioned. He says that's the Hadron Olach. Hadron Olach just means, right now, Baruch Hashem, we will Messiah Mesachas Chulin, and we might not learn it again, bikvius for a while. But Hadron Olach will come back to you. We're just changing the compartment of our brain, right? The acute awareness is going to be Meseches Bechoros, and the latent awareness now is going to be Meseches Chulin. But that is something that connects to the end of this Mesechta and the Rav's Divrei Torah on this line. The same is true with regard to Torah. There may be, not be an acute awareness of Torah for 24 hours each day, but the latent awareness never ceases. The injunction which forbids discontinuity of awareness from Torah is measured in terms of penyasuru milvavcha, not in terms of penyasuru mililmod, milvavcha. All the injunctions, again, hesach hadas from Torah, do not refer to a discontinuity of acute awareness. Rather, they refer to a discontinuity of latent awareness, which, as already mentioned, is expressed in commitment, devotion, and self-identification with Torah. When even the latent awareness, the commitment to Torah, is forgotten and dismissed from mind, then, harezim ischaya benavsho. Right? Hashokheach davarecha mimishnaso. Mimishnaso doesn't mean literally learning, says the Rav. It means the impact of learning on my life. This is the reason we say lasok b'divrei Torah. Lasok applies even when we are mentally involved with something else, we are aware of Torah. This awareness of Torah should become part of one's I awareness, just so I am always aware of my own existence, without having to walk around saying, I exist. So too should I be aware of Torah. I live my life based on Torah. A mother leaves only to return, otherwise she would not leave. Right, that's the whenever we finish a masechta or turn away, even just on a regular daily basis, that's what we have to feel. Okay, that's Shiri Harav. Baruch Hashem, Mazel Tov to all. Chazak Chazak Minis Chazek. Alei Alei. Right, this was no more hundreds masechtas, at least for this cycle, until we get to Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Chulin, you can check it out. But Masechta Chulin, I think there is a misconception that people think that brachas is the longest masechta in words. So recently, that's not true. Rabbi Vasa is the last to pay in Dafim, but Brachas is not in words. So I think Maseches Shabbos is the long in words, and I think Maseches Chulin is the second longest in terms of words. So you can check it out. Either way, that's what I've. I think so. I'm not for sure, but that's what I think. Okay, we'll stop here. Friday morning, we'll have our Siyum. Friday, Shehi Sunday in this country. Baruch Hashem and Baruch Hashem. Again, last night there was a Daf B'Iyun Shir. Tomorrow night we get back to Parsha Shir, and the Mitzvah Shir continues. We're almost at the 200 mark. Yesterday, by the time we did 196. Okay, we'll stop here.